Well, hello, everybody out there in podcast land. This is Bubba Ibansko for the Workforce Investment Board, and this is such important information. Again, we're going to be sharing this on both our podcast channels. You can check it out at Southwest Mo WIB or Southwest Mo Job Center. We'll be putting that up. I'm so lucky again today to be joined by Travis Lewis, our veterans representative there at the Missouri Job Center. Of course, Travis deals with employers and veterans to make sure our people returning are getting just the absolute best care they can and the best opportunity they can to make a great living and take care of their families after they've taken such great care of us and our country. So today, we've already talked a little bit about the Show Me Hero program on our last podcast with Travis. This time, we want to find out, you know, from a veteran, Travis and I are both veterans ourselves. Thank you for your service, Travis. But we came back and we know what the Job Center has to offer our great veterans, you know, trying to translate those skills into civilian occupations and get them ready for employment. But one aspect that I don't know very much about, Travis, is from the employer side of the table, what you can do to assist them. Now, we hear a lot about, you know, what a great idea it is to hire a veteran, but really, truly, for people that may not know or may not have been experienced with veterans or active duty military, can you tell us why that's such a good idea? What a veteran really brings to the table?
Absolutely. They bring a lot of skills to the table. They're bringing leadership, determination, decisiveness, loyalty, and a lot of experience that you wouldn't get in a regular job. These are the things that you just can't buy.
Well, and again, our veterans, you know, they've signed up for a lengthy time of service in most cases, and to fulfill that, man, in some of the most craziest situations you can imagine, they would be really good at your place of employment. So okay, now we've established that they could be good potential employees, Travis, but what about, like, job matching? I know some of these guys come out, you know, and they've worked in the motor pool or they worked in the mess hall. But, I mean, how do we match them up and kind of work with our employers now?
Okay, so one of the great things that we have is that we have the ability to translate military lingo into civilian lingo. And what that can help us do is then help write job descriptions for employers that we can help tie into those traits and characteristics that the veterans are bringing to the table. We can get those job orders posted online for employers so that anybody that's out there can see them, especially our veterans, because any job order that we post online has a 24-hour hold where only veterans can see it.
That's awesome.
And that's how we're showing our respect and our priority of service to our veterans. We can host recruiting events for you if you're needing to have a job fair and you want to get away from the office so you're not being disturbed. Come see us at the job center. We'll schedule you in. We'll give you an entire room to yourself. We can help funnel people to you. It's great. There's a lot of other wonderful things that we can do, and I'd love to sit down and talk with each and every one of them one-on-one.
Well, we're going to get to that in just a second because I want you to know how you can talk to Travis. Very, very easy, by the way. And the last thing I want to talk about, Travis, because this is something that's new, you know, We've been at this for a little bit, and you see the kind of ups and downs and the twists and turns that things take right now. There's a huge need from employers for skilled employees. The bottom rung, kind of that minimum wage group, is not really able to fulfill their needs right now. So one of the things we hear a lot about are apprenticeship programs, or career readiness programs. Now, again, as an employer, is this something like, is it just construction? If I'm in manufacturing, does that help me? What if I'm in healthcare? What about these apprenticeship programs? Is there an opportunity to develop apprenticeship programs with individual employers?
Absolutely. We can. If there's not a registered apprenticeship out there, we can pretty much write one. As long as we can show that it takes about 2,000 hours to develop all the skills needed to do the job completely. It's a really simple process. We get started by talking with the local consultants here, then we get the Department of Labor involved. But we can custom build an apprenticeship program for just about anything nowadays.
That's awesome. And I know we already have them in the building trades. We already have healthcare. We have early childhood education and even manufacturing. So those are ones that we already have, and I know we have more on the way. So employers, don't hesitate again. If you have just a desire or a question if that's even possible, we're even looking at retail as a possible pre-apprenticeship. So there's really nothing off the table. Again, Travis, employers may not have the time to get down to the job center to talk to you. So give them your contact information, and then if they want to talk to you, you can also get out and see them. Is that right?
Absolutely. I would love to visit them at their work site. I know how busy people are, and time is one of the greatest resources that we don't have enough of. Okay. So if they want to get a hold of me, they can call me at 417-540-8197, or they can email me at travis.lewis@ded.mo.gov. And I'd love to come out and visit and maybe tour your facility too.
Well, that's fantastic. And again, this is just part of a network that we're trying to build so that we can really put that big net out there and catch all these veterans, be able to provide services for them and their family. And of course, work with our great local employers to fulfill your needs as well. Don't hesitate to get in touch with Travis Lewis. Again, the veterans rep right there at the Missouri Job Center in Joplin, 730 South Wall. Or you can just call down there, 417-629-3000. They can put you in touch with him or his voicemail, and again, he'll look forward to even coming seeing you. So we look forward to talking to you next time. This is another podcast out. I don't know.